Ben, as a travel writer, I'm sure you've explored and got to know some pretty amazing places. What inspires you most about sort of working within the genre?
Well, I think that, you know, it does encapsulate something of what you said before. It's that new way of thinking. It's the, you know, I'm a curious person, and that's what's led me to pursue that as a career. But it's the, I suppose it's the realization that it leaves you with afterwards, you know, looking at the way that different people live or different cultures exist or languages or food or these sorts of things. And so that's what, you know, inspired me for the better part of a decade to run around the world with a backpack. But it wasn't until kind of the last couple of years that I started to realize that many of us, especially as Australians, spend so much time looking elsewhere for that idea of meaning and these sorts of things. But many of us don't understand what's literally beneath our feet. And so that's something that I think many of us can really take inspiration from at the moment, you know, getting to know what's around us in greater detail, you know, traveling vertically, I suppose.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about this idea of vertical travel.
So some of the research that I've been doing is looking at that idea of close travel, traveling in the near at hand, where rather than, again, needing to go to Mongolia or Argentina to understand place better, to satisfy that curiosity, that we can dig down and understand, you know, where we live in greater detail, whether that's through history or culture or these sorts of things, and we can understand, you know, the layers of things around us. And one of the things that really inspired me with this and, you know, shows that this idea of vertical travel and understanding travel writing while we're confined was this guy called Xavier de Maistre from 1790. And he was sentenced to home arrest for fighting a duel, of all things. And so rather than sit and sulk in his bedroom, he decided to write a travel book about his bedroom, about all the tapestries on the wall, the view from the window, the imaginings that he could have from his bed. And he constructed this narrative where he celebrated the mundane, I suppose.
You wrote a book, I believe, last year, The Crow Eaters, A Journey Through South Australia, which is kind of taking this idea in mind. I mean, what inspired you to write this before we were sort of dealing with this situation where we were not able to travel very far at all?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That idea of looking closer, you know, is something we're all dealing with at the moment. But over the last couple of years, so I'm a visitor, I'm a new arrival to South Australia. And I realized that I didn't know the place that I was living in very well. And it started with being literally in my back garden. I was digging out some weeds and I found these old bricks. And I kept digging after, you know, over the weekend and found all these shards of these bricks that were from this former brickworks, which was 100 years old. And that just got me curious, okay? Just under the surface of where I live, there's this story going on that I had no idea about. And so I started to look at the history of my little village and found out that there used to be a train line and a brewery and all this life here that I had no idea about. And so that inspired me to get to know South Australia better. You know, South Australia is one of those places that from the outside, people might think that it's, you know, bodies in barrels and nice wine and bad electricity. But there are so many layers and stories and things that we don't realise. And so just on a micro sense, you know, not leaving the boundaries of my state, I discovered, you know, thousands and thousands of stories and all these people that you normally wouldn't talk to. And again, I think that notion of micro travel is something that we can all kind of embrace with what's going on at the moment.
Are you undertaking, I mean, given the situation we are all sort of seeing at the moment, are you undertaking any new ventures close to home right now?
Well, I think that, you know, we all have to, in a sense, to stay sane a little bit. And a couple of the things that, you know, I'm trying to do to, you know, reminisce about my travels, because I did spend a lot of my time travelling. It's where I met my wife while I was overseas. But is to not forget the reasons why we do it. And so my boys, for instance, they're really curious about travel and the world. And so, as with many of your listeners, they're at home with their children. And so we'll do things like we'll build the Great Wall of China out of Lego, or we'll look on a map and look at, you know, all the Spanish-speaking countries in the world. And next week we might make some Mexican food and these sorts of things. And I think it's also, you know, it's remembering that when we go traveling, often the things that we remember are the encounters we have with people, the conversations and those spontaneous sort of moments. And I think that many people, whether it's over a fence or across a road or these sorts of things, are connecting and have the opportunity to connect with those around them in a meaningful way at the moment, which is, I think, is really nice and something that we can take away as a positive from what's going on at the moment.
And just as a final point, are there any sort of simple tips for those people that don't necessarily have the experience in the in travel or in the genre that you yourself have had, but would like to get a little bit creative, maybe their start for a little bit of entertainment, would like to get creative in this way around their own place?
Well, I think that, you know, it starts with Xavier de Maistre and what he did. Start in your home, start in your bedroom, and just start having a look at the things around you in greater detail. You know, the things that we walk past every day, have a look at the engravings on the mirror that's on your bedroom wall and have a look at where that comes from. You know, all the things that populate our house. Look out your window and see if you can pick up something that you haven't thought of before. If you've got a garden, walk through the garden and have a look at all the little bits and pieces, just the same way that I discovered those bricks. You never know what you might find in your back garden. And then again, like I was saying before, one of those things is to realize that everyone's in the same boat at the moment as well. And so there are some really interesting ways to connect, whether that's, you know, going through old cookbooks and cooking the same thing that your brother or sister are cooking on the other side of the country and these sorts of things and comparing recipes. I think that there are many ways that we can be creative and make the most of this time where we're confined, but we can, you know, find a sense of togetherness from that.
Well, Ben, absolute pleasure having you on the program. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.